It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 29th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is brouhaha, spelled B-R-O-U-H-A-H-A. Brouhaha is a noun that's a synonym of both the words uproar and hubbub, and can mean a noisy confusion of sound or a state of commotion. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Dallas Morning News by Scott Cantrell. An international piano competition back in 1958, the Tchaikovsky in Moscow, made Texas-raised Van Cliburn an overnight international celebrity. In the height of Cold War tensions, his face was splashed across front pages, and he was feted with a ticker tape parade on Wall Street. No classical music competition anywhere stirs up that kind of brouhaha today. The English language borrowed the term brouhaha directly from French in the late 18th century, but its origins beyond that are uncertain. Not quite the subject of noisy brouhaha, but perhaps more modest debate. What's less arguable is that the word brouhaha is fun to say, as are many of its synonyms, including hubbub, willy-waw, hullabaloo, bobbery, and kerfuffle. And many of these, also like brouhaha, tend to suggest a certain judgment that the reason for all the frou-frou is a bit silly, or at least not worth getting all worked up about. A dad joke, for example, might raise some brouhaha, even though it's really no reason for an uproar to brew. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.